Thanks, Gina. That was great. I'm sorry you've got a croaky frog for a preacher today. Hopefully, my voice will last till the end of the message. We've been talking about what we believe, and the next topic that we're going to share about for this month is the topic of water baptism. And I have a very original title for my message. It's called Water Baptism. Quite simple and straightforward. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you have given us clear directions in your word and that we can understand them. They're not difficult to understand, and that because they're easy to understand, we can follow them. We just ask for your blessing today as we talk about this wonderful first step of obedience, and that you will touch hearts and that we will all move forward in obedience to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, if you have decided to follow Jesus, then the very next step is water baptism. Jesus was baptized before he began his ministry on earth. It tells us that in Matthew chapter 3, and we're going to read from verse 13. It says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" So before Jesus began his ministry, he went to be baptized, and as followers of Jesus, he set a pattern for us that the first thing we should do when we begin to follow Jesus is to be baptized. However, we should note that the very next thing that happened to Jesus was that he was tempted by the devil in chapter 4. It tells us then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So, when we submit to water baptism, when we obey the Lord and take this step of obedience, we must be aware that there will be a backlash. And we don't need to be afraid of it. Jesus conquered in the temptations, and so can we. But we just need to be aware that that's likely to happen afterwards. Jesus commanded his disciples to baptize those they would lead to be his disciples. And so when he's, after the resurrection, he's giving his final words to the disciples in Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. It says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" This command shows us that as soon as people decided to follow Jesus, after his resurrection, the first step was to be baptized like he was. We have examples of this also in the book of Acts. After Peter's first sermon, I really like this one actually, on the day of Pentecost, he encouraged those who turned to the Lord to be baptized. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, well, he preached a sermon and says in verse 37, it says, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.'" And then in verse 41, it says something really interesting. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. I would have really liked to be at that baptismal service. Imagine that, baptizing 3,000 people in one day. Wow, that would be fun. So we see that that's the very first thing that Peter told them to do. Repentance means just turning around, turning back, going in the opposite direction to the way you've been going, and be baptized. And so it's obvious that that is the very first step in following Jesus. And whether or not we understand it, it's a step of obedience. It's saying, I'm following to do this, and so that's why I'm doing it. Okay. Then in Acts chapter 8, we read about an Ethiopian man who was travelling in the desert on a chariot, and Philip saw him, and he heard this man reading the scripture, actually reading from the book of Isaiah. And he must have been reading it out loud. So he heard it. And Philip says to him, do you understand what you're reading? And the man says, well, of course I don't. I can't understand unless somebody explains it to me. So Philip explained the passage that the Ethiopian was reading, and he said it was about Jesus. And encouraged the man to follow Jesus. And as they were going along the road, it says in verse 36, they came to some water, and the eunuch... Hello? What is happening here? Hello? Yeah, all right. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized? And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And so he hadn't had any further explanation. He just knew that the prophet Isaiah was talking about Jesus as the Messiah that the Jews were expecting, and that therefore once he followed Jesus, he should be baptized. And so the first thing he asks is, right, here's some water, let's be baptized. Okay, and then also we read in Acts chapter 10 that Peter went to a Gentile household, a non-Jewish household, a centurion called Cornelius, who was a Roman. Peter went there, and in the middle of Peter's preaching, the people just spontaneously burst out in tongues. They received the Holy Spirit, which is a sign that they had already believed. So Peter's preaching was kind of interrupted. It tells us in verse 44, while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. So the moment they believed, then they were baptized in water. And so these passages and others in the book of Acts, we learn about Paul being baptized in chapter 9. We learn about others being baptized later. In Acts chapter 16, there's a Philippian jailer and his family who are baptized. The moment they believe, the first thing they say is, okay, I'm following Jesus now. I need to be baptized. So, this morning I want to say to you, don't wait. If you started to follow Jesus, don't wait for someone to tell you to be baptized. The pattern in the Bible is clear. Believe in Jesus and be baptized. Don't wait till you're good enough, because you won't ever be good enough. Okay? It's just a fact of life. If you wait till you're good enough, you'll be waiting until you get to heaven, because you won't ever be good enough. Don't wait till you understand. Understanding comes after baptism, not before. Understanding comes after obedience. This is a step of obedience. You know, when I was a kid, if my mother said to me, do something or don't do something, and I said, why? She'd say, because I said so. Well, Jesus said so. And the answer to the question, why should I be baptized, is because Jesus said so. Simple. Don't wait till you can understand. Identify with Jesus. In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, it tells us, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead. So what this tells us is that when we undergo baptism, we are identifying with Jesus' death. And when we come out of the water again, it's a symbol of resurrection. It's saying we've cut off the old life, we've died to that life that we were living before we began to follow Jesus, and we stated publicly that we're going to go on and live a new life in Christ. Now, that does not mean that you will never sin again. I know myself, I was baptized a long, long time ago now, and I thought that... Nobody told me this, I just thought it. I just thought that after I baptized, then I wouldn't have to worry about sin anymore, that I wouldn't, you know, that I'd be kind of immune. And I was pretty disappointed to discover actually that wasn't the case. Okay. What it means is that we have openly declared that we belong to Jesus and that we're going to obey Jesus. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that we do it perfectly. We all stumble and fall as we walk along. And so it doesn't make us perfect, but it does declare to the world that we are going to follow Jesus and that we belong to him. It actually declares to the entire universe, and I want to include that very carefully, because when we are baptized, normally we ask people, when we're baptizing them, to bring along family, friends and associates, anybody that they know. This tells these people who we know that we are determined to live a new life, that we are going to be followers of Jesus, that we belong to Jesus. Okay. However, it also tells the spiritual world that we belong to Jesus. And that is why, as with Jesus' immediate confrontation with the devil after his baptism, we will find we face some battles after baptism because we've made a declaration. It's like we've drawn a line in the sand and said, I'm on Jesus' side now. And the other side is going to get a bit miffed about that, to say the least. Okay, but because we're on Jesus' side and we've declared our allegiance to him, we also have his protection. And so we might have, you know, a bit of a battle, but we can win it because we have Jesus and we have the Holy Spirit in us. So baptism is a step of obedience. Since Jesus' command and the scripture is clear, it's simply a case of obedience. If you're following Jesus, the first step of obedience is to be baptized. Why? Because he said so. We're not told to understand, we're told to obey. So, what are you waiting for? If you've already decided to follow Jesus, obey him in baptism. It's pretty simple. It's very hard to obey the rest of Jesus' commands if we don't obey the first one. Okay? Because the first one sets the habit. The first one is the beginning. It sets the habit of obedience to Jesus. And so our intention is to have regular baptism services. And if you are already following Jesus and you haven't been baptized, I want you to see me today and put your name down for a baptism service. You don't need to understand a whole lot. You just need to know Jesus said, so I better do it. Okay? And this is a short and simple message because I haven't got much voice. But it's not difficult. There's not a whole lot that we have to understand. It's just quite straightforward. Jesus said, be baptized. And so, if you're following him, it's a first step. Be baptized. Father, we thank you that your word is clear. And there's more in it that we understand than there is that we don't understand. Father, help us to be obedient to the things that we do understand. Thank you that you have given us a way to show that we're following you. And we just ask that as people begin to follow Jesus, that they would have the courage to take this first step and to be baptized. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.